27 homes in Village of Owego, New York, to be raised. 2.5 years have passed since the Village of Owego, New York, was devastated by flooding, but a number of homeowners in the village will see federal funding help elevate their homes above the floodplain. About $1.2 million in federal money is available for raising 27 homes in the Village of Owego, with an average cost of $59,000 per home. The funding, which was awarded through the FEMA's Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, will reimburse 75% of the cost, a cost which is expected to vary from home to home. The program requires the home to be raised at least 2 feet above the highest point where floodwaters were inside each home, and they can be raised higher, but the homeowner will have to pay the additional cost. The Village of Owego first notified its residents of this program back in December of 2011, and out of 50 applications, FEMA said that 27 of the properties met the requirements needed for elevation. The work is expected to be completed by April of 2015. Ride Tioga to increase fares. The Ride Tioga bus system will be seeing its first hike in fares in a quarter century. At Tioga County's annual State of the County address, county legislator announced that the bus fares in Tioga County are on the rise. After the county found out that the state would be pulling their Medicaid transportation services, Ride Tioga saw its numbers of bus riders drop 80%. And with that drop, the legislator voted to raise bus rates by 50% in order to keep it in service. The increase will be the first increase in the bus fare in 25 years, sending prices from $30 to $45 per month for county residents and $60 to $90 for out-of-county residents. The increase in the fare is expected to take effect starting April 27th. Police investigation, Pennsylvania bank robbery. Pennsylvania State Police out of Gibson reported an early morning bank robbery in the Susquehanna County. The burglary is said to have taken place between 1 and 1:30 at the Community Bank on State Route 706. According to police report, a person was able to enter the bank by removing a window on the side of the building, and once inside, the suspect triggered an alarm system. At this time, it is unknown how much money was taken from the bank. Area residents seeking increased state funds for education. Some Southern Tier residents hitched a bus ride to Albany, New York today to push for an increase in money for school to be included in the state budget. The group left from Binghamton, New York to go to the state capitol for an education rally and parade, with about 1,000 people across the state expected to be attending. The group is hoping that Governor Andrew Cuomo will increase the state's education funding, and state legislator would have to adopt an updated budget by April 1st. Vestal second grader receives surprise visit from father. A Vestal, New York second grader was given a thrill this morning when she was surprised at school by the return of her father, a sergeant in the United States Army. 8-year-old Ashlyn Orkett was asked to read an essay she had written about her father, under the impression that the school was holding an assembly to honor the 200th anniversary of the Star Spangled Banner. In reality, the school was gathered to see Scott Orkett make his earlier than expected return home from Afghanistan. The school worked with Scott to put together the plan to surprise Ashlyn, and although he was in on the surprise, Scott had no idea it would be in front of the entire school. Following the ceremony, students lined the hallway to cheer for the Orchid family as they left for the day. Scott also served as a member of the Vestal New York Fire Department, and upon his leaving the school, he was met by a group of his fellow firefighters welcoming him home. The fire department then escorted the family home.